Happy New Year. It is officially 2010, and it's really interesting to look back at the past 10 years and see the changes that have happened in technology, and it can all be traced back to Moore's Law, which is, I guess probably 40 years old by now, that says that computer chips, the integrated circuits that make up computer chips, double in capacity every 18 months to 2 years. And so what that says is, for the same price, the power of a computer or anything operated by a computer doubles in capacity every 18 months to 2 years. And when you have a doubling like that, the end result over time is huge. And now that computers have gotten as powerful as they have, think about them doubling in power again every 18 months to 2 years, and you see that the next 10 years ahead of us is going to be huge. And we've already seen shifts in the way that we live our lives and the way that businesses do business. And one of the biggest shifts is in the media. We have what we call the old media, which is examples would be newspapers, telephone books, printed telephone books, NBC, CBS, ABC, the old networks that used to have a monopoly pretty much on broadcasting content. We see these old forms of media really struggling to stay in business, and of course many of them are going out of business. And it's all because of technology, and it's all because of the power of computers. I'm actually recording this audio boo on an iPhone, handheld. I'll record it. I'll immediately broadcast it and upload it. It'll be available as a podcast. It'll be available on my Twitter account. All of these things didn't exist just a few years ago. And so the power of the new media is that people and businesses and so forth can broadcast out their own content. Now this brings forward additional challenges in that this content needs to be organized and needs to be meaningful to people. So what we've come up with the Area Guides Network, and one example is frederick.com, is a way to organize content into a convenient location on the web. The URL, website address, if you will, is the location on the internet. And of course, in real estate, location, 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 it's the same thing in the internet. So if you want information about Frederick County, Maryland, USA, you go to frederick.com. And so our mission is to allow local businesses to list their business in the A to Z business directory on one of these local portal websites. And then this allows people in the community to very easily go to that website and find out detailed information about that business, including in many cases video clips, photo slideshows, just a huge amount of information. The businesses can share coupons. And so this is an extremely efficient way for businesses to communicate directly with customers that are going to come and put money in their cash registers. Contrast this to the old media ways where it was a very roundabout process with a lot of middlemen in the mix, if you will. This is a much more efficient way of doing it. And you do not replace old models without something being much better. People do not like change, so something has to be much better, and the internet is much better than the old ways as far as directly communicating with your customers if you're a business owner. But you need to learn how to do this. So contact us. My email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at frederick.com. You can also find all kinds of information about how to get in touch with me at craigship.com, or visit any of the Area Guides websites and use the contact information there to get in touch with a field representative who can go over all of the benefits of getting involved in our network and directly connecting with your customers. So happy New Year to everybody, and we're looking forward to an exciting next decade of innovation and efficiency and helping businesses put more money at their bottom line. Thanks again for listening.